Hello, Brad here. Grace teaching today. We are speaking on the topic, living the Christ life. This is the third, part three. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, prayed for the church in Christ at Ephesus and to be filled with the Spirit. We've often heard, you know, to be filled with the Spirit. And what does that mean? We're going to talk a little bit about that. But that's what Paul is praying for the church in Ephesus. These are Gentile Christians in Christ. And so, to be filled with the Spirit of Christ is to be filled with the love of God, of course. And so, here's the prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 20. Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 20. I mean, if you think about it, who wouldn't want to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, right? Of course, he's praying that the church receive this revelation. Remember what revelation is. It's just revealed knowledge. And remember, 1 John 2:27 tells us the Holy Spirit is within us and will teach us everything. So, of course, it's the Holy Spirit's job in the body of Christ to teach us or to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and the deep of the love of Christ is. You know, we can personally say that, you know, the Holy Spirit has revealed to us the love of Christ in intimate ways. But of course, that's not going to help you. But to give you an example, I mean, the depth of Christ's love, I mean, we see the surface. And the surface of his love is just he loves us unconditionally. We can't see the depth of the ocean, but we can see the surface. And so that's just an example. The Holy Spirit has to reveal the depth of that love, because the Apostle Paul saying this love surpasses knowledge. So the Holy Spirit reveals this revelation. And so revelation, of course, is revealed knowledge through the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27, like we were mentioning. And the Holy Spirit will teach us everything we need to know. So let's not be afraid to ask the Holy Spirit today to reveal the love of Christ in every circumstance of life. We know he loves us. That comes with the package of salvation. But we want to hear it, don't we? Just like in our marriages, you know, we know our spouses love us, but we want to hear it. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or even imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. Of course, this is Paul writing in Ephesians 3:20 to the body of Christ in Christ at Ephesus. And so he's addressing the power of Christ in the church to do more than we can ever even ask or even imagine, according to the power that has worked within us. It's not us living for Jesus. Remember, we're living from the life-giving Spirit of Christ. And so remember, the love of Christ, or the love of Christ, controlled Paul. Look what he says in 2 Corinthians 5:14. He says, for Christ's love compels us. That word compels means controls us, because we are convinced that one died for all, therefore all died. So, you know, some people don't like the idea of being controlled, but think of it this way, to be controlled by God's love. Remember what Jesus said. One of his new covenant commandment was, you know, remember what the new covenant is. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so he died for us so he could give his life to us, so we could express his life through us. So when he says, love one another as I have loved you, by loving one another, all people will know that you are my disciples. What that means is he's forgiven of all of us, of all of our sins, and he's in us. He loves us unconditionally, and he accepts us just the way we are. So what he wants to do is transmit forgiveness, which is his mercy, and grace, which is his life, to other people, which is forgiveness and love. So in this is the way we apply extending forgiveness as well. When people offend us, we go into Him and we allow Christ to extend His life through us and forgiveness through us, because we can't live the Christian life. It's impossible. Remember, the love of God controlled Jesus. And so, you know, He said this in John 15, verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." So this is kind of neat, because living the Christ life, folks, is really just looking at how Jesus lived dependent on the Father. See, so He gave us that example. The Father loved Jesus. They were in union with each other. The Father willed through Jesus. And so now the death, burial, and resurrection is the new covenant. Now in Christ, we were made alive spiritually. Now Christ loves us. And so what He wants to do is will through us. You see, as the Father willed through Him in the old covenant before the cross. And so, what are you controlled by? Think about that. You know, in order to be controlled by God's love, we have to know and understand what God's love is. Think about that. I want to repeat that. In order to be controlled by God's love, we have to know and understand what God's love is. So first of all, God is the initiator. We're the responders under this new covenant. And so we're going to be responders to the life that's in us so that He can transmit His life through us. But it's a continuous response on our part, and He is initiating His love. So first of all, let's get to know His love and then understand His love. First of all, when we think about this, Christ, He's always patient with you and me. He's always kind to us. He's never easily angered with us. He keeps no records of our wrongs. He doesn't delight in evil. He rejoices in the truth. He always protects us, and He always trusts us. Okay? He always hopes the best. He always perseveres and endures through every circumstance through us. And so as we are participating with Christ in this world, we have to remember that we have a helper. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He endures through every circumstance we will ever go through in this earth. Remember, He said His promise was, "I am with you always, clear till the end of the age." And remember, He never fails. He never fails us. And so while people might fail us, He never does. He is always faithful to love us unconditionally. Remember, we cannot love in our own strength, folks. This is impossible. To agape love, agape is God's love. It's the Greek word for God's love, and it means a perfect love, an unconditional love. The closest glimpse that we have to His love is that of a puppy dog. Okay, so what does it mean when Paul says to live as Christ? We've often heard this when Paul says, "For me to live as Christ," in Philippians 1:21. Well, Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You know, most of us focus on the second part of that verse. To die is gain. You know, have you heard this from your friends? "Well, we just have to die, brother or sister." And then what happens is we think about the joys of heaven and coming to the end of ourselves here. But, you know, we should never overlook what comes before that phrase. The phrase "to live is Christ" cannot be overstated. In all honesty, this phrase should be central to every Christian's life. So today, instead of focusing on, "Well, I just have to die to self," why don't we focus on the reality of, "For me to live is Christ"? You see the difference there? There's victory there. Defeat, see, if I'm focused all day on "I have to die to self," then I'm focused on me needing to do something. But if I focus on "to live as Christ," now I can enjoy that life now, you see, and I can experience victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil now. So when we live the Christ life, to live the Christ life is really understanding that He is our very life, and He is our strength. And so when we see Christ as our strength, we see Christ as our life, we see Christ as our source, this is how we're going to walk in our daily lives. We're going to go out in all of our relationships, our spouse, our work, our employers, our employees, people we come in contact with at the store, wherever we're at. See, we're going to trust Christ as our strength. Remember, whoever's joined to the Lord is one spirit with Him. But we're not living for Christ, we're living from His life. And now it's going to be different. So the Christ life is going to look like this. I'm always patient with you. I'm always kind to you. I'm not easily angered with you. I'm not keeping records of your wrongs. You see the difference there? I'm always going to protect you. I'm always hoping the best for you. I'm always persevering through every circumstance with you. I'm never going to fail you. You see there? What wife or spouse would not want that from their spouse? I'm never going to fail you? Really? See, but you have to remember, love is only produced by Christ and experienced through dependence upon Him. Therefore, it is only as we are filled to the measure with the fullness of Christ's love for us that we will bear the fruit of love for others. That has been Living the Christ Life, Part 3. You want to join us for the next one. Thank you.